5G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 82. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 57. High temperatures reach up to 72. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Blood Center has dropped sexual and gender identity screening per FDA ruling. Starting on Wednesday, October 4th, the Community Blood Center will no longer screen donors based on their sex or gender identity, according to a press release. This follows an FDA recommendation earlier this year to switch to using individual risk assessment to reduce the risk of transfusion-transmitted HIV. The Red Cross has ended blood donor restrictions against gay and bisexual men in August, and in September, they also reported that the national blood supply had reached critically low levels. A lawsuit alleges that a Chipotle manager in Lenexa, Kansas, ripped a Muslim teen's hijab off her head. The teen reported the incident to the St. Louis District Office of Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The Chipotle had multiple opportunities to correct the manager's actions, and the teen was forced to submit her 2 weeks' notice. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A federal government shutdown has been temporarily avoided for 45 days, but Senator Roger Marshall is one of the 9 senators that did not vote in favor of this temporary break, and he's currently not happy with this short-term bill approval. And he made it clear that he will not vote yes on any bill that has funding for Ukraine.
Biggest challenge is that only about 5% of the farm bill goes to the farmer. 85% is for food programs. We had budgeted about $80 billion for the nutrition programs in the farm bill when we did this last, and we're spending $180 billion. I guess that's not quite three times. So that's the problem, is that the food prices have went up, just not for my friends back home, for folks that are living Social Security to check to Social Security check.
In other news, a woman has died. In other news, a woman has died after a semi-truck crashes into a car in Reno County. 47-year-old Stacy Eichelberry was stopped in her vehicle at a stop sign at K96 and Worthington Road when a semi-truck smashed into her. Kansas Mid-America.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Two minors are in custody following the pursuit in central Nebraska. A trooper observed a Jeep Liberty speeding on Interstate 80 near Gibbon at mile marker 286. The Jeep was pulled over and the driver accelerated when the trooper exited his patrol unit. The chase exceeded over 100 miles per hour when the trooper initiated pursuit. Another trooper was able to successfully deploy stop sticks to slow the vehicle near marker 312. The male in the vehicle was taken into custody without further incident, while the female in the vehicle fled on foot. And the 15-year-old female from Grand Island was located a short time and was transported to Cedars and Lincoln at the request of juvenile probation. The 18-year-old male, as the driver, was lodged at Hall County Jail for multiple charges, including willful reckless driving, no operator's license, and fictitious license plates, along with several other traffic violations. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Stang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously approved a motion that will put a half-cent sales tax on the November 7th general election ballot for the purpose of funding a new jail facility on county-owned property east of Marysville near Subway and Caniquip. Commissioners had considered an alternate site downtown, but rejected that after demolition and change costs approached $1 million. A 21,000-square-foot facility is expected to cost over $12.7 million, plus soft costs such as equipment, putting the total north of $13 million. $9 million in bonds would be issued if approved, resulting in some $2 million in interest payments over a projected 10-year term. Remaining funds would come from capital improvement balances, general fund transfers, risk management, bond and interest proceeds, and some American Rescue Plan funding. A previous lease purchase agreement for $6.5 million was turned down by Marshall County voters on a recall petition. Commissioners did indicate that they plan to host public meetings regarding the jail question. Washington County Commissioners discussed the blacktop road north of Washington with TC Energy officials, who last week committed $3.3 million toward overlay of the road, which was damaged due to heavy truck traffic resulting from the oil spill cleanup on Mill Creek. A back and forth began with determination that 50% of deterioration could be attributed to the additional traffic, with Public Works noting maintenance improvements and reduced life expectancy of temporary overlays. The offer from TC Energy to front the entire cost of the project was a compromise, recognizing those other factors. Hall Brothers is expected to begin the project next spring, with work expected to begin late May. Haul routes and township roads were also discussed, with a commitment to reduce width on some that had been changed, returning those to original when work is complete this fall, expected in November. Township officials will share their expectations. An additional $100,000 from TC Energy was negotiated as settlement for interim work that has been and will be done until overlay on the blacktop is complete. Public Works in Nemahal County at last week's meeting expressed concern with remaining budget and were instructed to outline priority projects, but continue to do what is needed so far as roads and bridges are concerned. A public hearing regarding the revenue neutral rate for the 24 budget drew some 25 residents with several comments, including concern with residential appraisals, as well as ability for older residents impacted by tax increases. After the hearing, a motion was passed unanimously to allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate of 35.165 mils. A public hearing set for October 2nd for consideration of a road closure for a portion of K Road in Illinois Township in Nemahal County. Marshall County Public Works advises that Navajo west of 2nd Road is now open to traffic. Flu clinics in Washington County continue this week. Wednesday at the Barnes Cafe, 8:30 till 9:15. Hanover at the Kloppenburg Center, 10:30 till 11. Greenleaf Heights, 11:30 until noon. Morroville at Cougar's Den, 1:15 until 1:45. Haddam Cafe, 2:15 until 2:45. And in Washington Wednesday at Colonial Acres from 3:15 until 4. Cost is $60 for regular flu vaccine, $95 for high dose or flu block. Please fill out forms in advance, check or cash accepted. Billable to Medicare Part B, Medicaid, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and other insurance. For information, contact the Health Department at 785-325-2600. Marshall County Health Department will host a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, October 4th from 9 until 6. Rain or shine at the Lakeview Sports Complex on North 20th Street. This is for flu shots only. COVID vaccines will not be available that day. Again, Wednesday, 9 to 6 at the Lakeview Sports Complex. Outreach flu clinics in Marshall County are scheduled next week. Homecoming Queen, crowned Friday night at Wymore Southern with Riley Swearingen and King Bladen Weiner. Raiders won the game over Freeman. Marysville Public Library will host a watch meeting on the dangers of youth vaping, presented by K-State Research and Extension Wednesday at 12:10. As part of Living Well Wednesday, the program will be streamed live at the library, and interested parties can also sign up to watch at home as well. Vaping is an epidemic among youth, with 25% of Kansas high school students currently vaping or have vaped. Prevention measures will be discussed. Program Wednesday begins at 12:10 at the Marysville Public Library and is open to the public. A nationwide emergency alert is planned Wednesday afternoon. Federal Emergency Management and the FCC will coordinate notifications through broadcast media outlets at 1:20 Central Time, and cell phones will also identify wireless emergency alerts. KNDY and the Marysville Advocate are hosting a local candidates forum Thursday evening, featuring candidates for Marysville Mayor, City Council, and USD 364 School Board. Program begins at 7 Thursday evening at the Marysville City Building. Public is welcome.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers are likely overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s, and clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. More sunshine Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, and staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Another slight chance for some rain showers into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 50s and mid 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Rain showers may continue into Friday night, otherwise staying clear and much cooler with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, and more sunshine Saturday. And sunny with highs in the mid-60s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October, 75. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 50, and the record low, 34. Sunrise this morning, 7:25. Sunset this evening at 7:08.
From serious to sweet to just plain silly, October has a day for almost any special interest. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called remodeling loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. But how'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 3rd, the 276th day of the year. Guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan was born on this day, and Captain Kangaroo made his TV debut in 1955. It'll be all things pink for the next several weeks as America observes Breast Cancer Awareness Month. While it's undoubtedly a vital and worthy campaign, a few of October's other designations also deserve consideration. Here are a few. It's also Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, Clergy Appreciation Month, and National Book Month. There were several weekly designations, too. This is Get Organized Week, and next week will be Fire Prevention Week. And greeting card companies hope for a boost from World Teachers Day on the 5th, Bosses Day on the 16th, and the Sweetest Day on the 21st. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Ardenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The K-State Wildcats used this last bye week to rest up and get healthy before they take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Mason Volk with K-State Online spoke with KSNT about the matchup with Oklahoma State.
I think one of the benefits of this is Oklahoma State, they will throw the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily what they're good at, though. So this is probably a good tune-up game with the week off and then also the opponent you're facing to be able to get an opportunity to test these guys in the secondary a little bit more.
The 2-2 Cowboys have not played up to their standard quite yet this year with losses to South Alabama and Iowa State, but they face both Kansas schools in the next 2 weeks. K-State has back-to-back away games at Oklahoma State and at Texas Tech in the next 2 weeks as well. They currently stand at fourth in the Big 12, having just played one conference matchup against this new UCF team, and just one step ahead of the Jayhawks, who are 1-1 in the conference, with their loss to Texas this past weekend. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs were able to come away with a victory over the New York Jets on Sunday Night Football, 23-20. After the first quarter, the Chiefs led the Jets 17-0, but after a safety was called on a penalty on Jawan Taylor, the tides began to turn. The Chiefs were held to just 3 points in the second half, but those 3 points won the game, coming on a Harrison Butker field goal. Even though he had a couple of interceptions, Patrick Mahomes continued to make history in his career as the fastest quarterback to 200 touchdown passes, taking just 84 games to do it, with this touchdown pass to Noah Gray.
Mahomes, wide open, it's Noah Gray to the end zone for the touchdown.
The Chiefs will take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minneapolis next week before they host the Denver Broncos for their very first AFC West matchup of the year on Thursday Night Football. The win on Sunday moves the Chiefs to 3-1. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
The bright rose-pink flowers of Almapachke aster are sure to grab your attention. Consider adding this aster to your landscape for a blast of fall color and late-season nectar for the butterflies and bees. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy the late summer and fall blossoms of this Zone 3 to 8 hardy aster. Plant Almapachke among ornamental grasses for a bit of support and a backdrop for the dazzling blooms. Other tall neighboring plants or stakes will also keep these tall plants looking their best. Or pinch the plants back several times throughout June and early July. This promotes denser, more compact growth that will stand on its own. Divide these plants every few years to keep them looking their best. Regular division increases hardiness and encourages more compact growth. Like its parent, the New England aster, it prefers full sun with moist, well-drained soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
If you were a Spanish explorer searching the New World for gold, the place you'd look, of course, would be the state of Kansas. Well, it may sound a bit ridiculous today, but it was real life for one group who trekked all the way to what is today central Kansas to see for themselves. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When we think of European explorers crossing the Atlantic to see the New World, we perhaps don't think of them coming to trek across present-day Kansas.
Coronado arrived here in central Kansas in July of 1541.
Charlene Akers is the executive director of the Coronado Quivira Museum in Lyons, Kansas.
He was here about 31 days. He had approximately 30 men with him. They were looking for gold. Obviously, they did not find it.
Coronado's guides told him to keep exploring northward and eastward, taking him from the American Southwest to today's central Kansas in that quest to find gold.
Coronado believed him till a certain point, and finally his followers rebelled and killed one of the guides. They turned around and headed back to Arizona, New Mexico, and eventually Mexico.
Coronado had a group of about 30 people traveling to this point, and some of the party helped us to know more about the permanent residents at the time.
They also had people that wrote journals, and these journals help us know a lot about the Quiverans. They will be found in Spain. We don't have any of the original documents here, but they are certainly useful in researching the Quiverin.
After spending about a month in the area, Coronado was impressed with the agriculture, but disappointed he'd not located the gold he'd been told was here. They turned back, with this point being the farthest the group traveled north and eastward from Mexico. Traveling the countryside in Lyons, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a public auction of antiques, collectibles, and household items for the Frank Feldhausen Estate Saturday, October 7th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 995 Fifth Road, Rural Bremen. Selling 3 and 4 stack lawyer's bookcases, an oak library stand, 7 violins in cases, number of advertising items, belt buckles, a few toys, a few knives, Prell Mercantile Crocs, Red Wing Crocs, Red Wing Jugs, Red Wing Churns, some coins selling, as well as household items, including an oversized lift chair, queen-size sleep number bed, full-size beds, chest of drawers. Also selling a 1970s Sidewinder tri-hole boat with 125 Johnson outboard motor and trailer. This estate auction for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, October 7th, begins at 10 a.m. From Marysville, go 3 miles west to the Herkimer Corner at 6th Road, north 2 miles and a mile west. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Duckweed is usually considered a nuisance in the farm pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A Rutgers University professor says it's nutritious and an agricultural opportunity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Duckweed is the world's fastest growing plant. If you've ever tried to get rid of it in a farm pond, you'll probably agree. However, it's being researched as a domestic human food source and an agricultural crop that can be grown in both urban and rural farming operations. Eric Lamb is a distinguished professor of plant biology at Rutgers University. For 10 years, he's been studying different strains of the tiny plant and its nutritional value.
There are particular strains that have been measured to have up to 40% dry weight and protein. And the protein content have been examined by a number of researchers to have very good complements of different essential amino acids. So it's compared very favorably, for example, with soybean, which is one of the most common source of plant protein.
In nature, duckweed is grown on the pond, but Lamb says that's difficult to standardize. They grow it hydroponically in a lab in much smaller, easy-to-manage modules.
And duckweed, because it's small size, allow you to do that, to scale at different levels. So we could start with 1 square meter, for example, as the size of a tray, you know, and learn how to grow it. And then by integrating that tray with other trays, vertically and horizontally, we can then scale very quickly.
Lamb says they're tweaking optimal nutrients, lighting, and temperature to promote the fastest growth, and also working on automated harvesting to cut the cost of production. In the meantime, they have a commercial venture called Planet Duckweed to attract collaborators and investors. Learn more about farming duckweed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
looking for health services in Washington County? Visit the Washington County Health Department. Health fair labs are offered Monday through Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. all year long at health fair pricing. They offer blood profiles, vitamin D level testing, and for men, prostate-specific antigen checks. Plus, vaccinations are available every weekday. Your health matters. Call the Washington County Health Department at 785-325-2600 to schedule your appointment today.
The 2018 Federal Farm Program expired on Saturday. Now what? Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The sky will not fall because the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018 is no more. As is often the case, the new farm bill is still being debated, but many of the programs contained in the old one will continue on temporarily. Speaking of that new bill, the Farm Foundation hosted a panel discussion on it last week. Joe Outlaw was on that panel. He's a Texas A&M AgriLife Extension economist.
I've been quoted across the press quite a bit recently saying that this is a terrible time to do a farm bill. One, all the things going on in Washington, I don't want to reiterate that. But two, conditions are good. And if you've done 8 farm bills like I have or been involved in them, you see that they're a little bit easier to get things moving when there's some sort of crisis in Washington. And there's not one right now in terms of the ag producers' incomes. The bad times are coming. They're just not here right now.
Outlaw says when those bad times do come, a farm bill safety net is needed.
We are as lean and mean in this country's agriculture as you could possibly get. What does that mean? That means that these people are pushing the very edge of low-cost production.
More tomorrow. You can also check out the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With Congress still debating about finances going on at the federal level, along with the upcoming Farm Bill of 2023, former House Agricultural Committee Chair Frank Lucas from the great state of Oklahoma is also back up in Congress, even after falling after a stray bull on his farm ended up hitting him. But he says he's back up and at it, looking forward to getting to work.
I am dramatically improved since on the 4th day of August. I had a confrontation in my cow pens with a stray bull, and in the course of events, he managed to run over me, put me into the side of an alleyway hard enough to push my right leg, the ball and the femur, into the socket to break it, and broke also in several places my pelvis. But I'm getting better, and I promised by my surgeon I'll have a full recovery.
The congressman said that he is excited to be back on the House floor as he sat down with us to talk about the laundry list of things he's looking to get done, including the Farm Bill of 2023 that's already expired as of September.
Farm Bill has a certain amount of mandatory money, crop insurance and those kind of things, that are committed during the five-year cycle. But much of the rest of the Farm Bill is funded through the regular appropriations. Think about the money to pay the salaries at the NRCS and the FSA. Think about the money that goes through the research programs. Those are annual appropriations. So as a part of this challenge over how we should fund the federal government and at what level, it's brought the appropriations process to stand still.
He also commented after the extension of the continuing resolution for the federal budget that expired on September 30th, saying that the top priority is to keep government agencies functioning.
We've got to, in the short term, fund the government, keep the basic services going, pay the military, pay the federal employees, and we've got to figure out a way to do the regular appropriations, because there's not going to be any oxygen politically, so to speak, in D.C. to do important things like the farm bill until the appropriations process is over with.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Hey Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Ardenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
It's harvest season, and you're driving farm equipment on the road. Here are some tips to get you safely from point A to point B on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Time and farmers are responsible for contributing to safer highways by how they transport equipment, the times of day they transport equipment, and that they recognize there are impatient people. Non-farm drivers are not always accustomed to seeing farm implements on the road and may not realize how slow a tractor is going until it's too late. Josie Rudolphy is an assistant professor of agricultural and biological engineering at the University of Illinois. She recommends using an escort vehicle to add a safety net between farm equipment and other traffic on the road.
It does require an extra driver and an extra vehicle, and we know that's not always an option for farmers who may be working independently. But the use of an escort vehicle, it's really valuable. This person can drive, you know, up to a half mile or a mile in front of the slow-moving vehicle to ensure that there's nothing big or obstructive on the road. They could also follow the vehicle and create what we would consider a bit of a barrier between the very slow-moving vehicle and oncoming traffic.
She says to make sure traffic can see you by using reflective tape, slow-moving vehicle signs, and flashing lights. And keep your windows clean so you can see what's going on around you.
We certainly tend to travel during that twilight hour, that golden hour early in the morning and towards late evening. And our view can really be obstructed by dust or other types of debris on our windows. We certainly don't want any type of blind spots or anything to keep us from seeing what's out there.
If you can, stay off the roads during peak travel times of folks going to and from work and school.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about road safety at harvest time at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Tuesday today. After a nicely decent day yesterday, we're seeing a lot more red on the board overall today. Wheat's trying to rebound a little bit, but corn and soybeans still mostly lower as we get closer to the wrap-up of the trading day. Starting off with your corn right now, December corn down 1.5 cents, sitting at 4.87 1/4. March corn down by 1 3/4, 2.502 even a bushel. And the wheat market, as we mentioned, started off a little bit lower and worked their way up today. Right now, for December KC wheat up 6.5 cents to 6.83 1/4. March KC wheat up by 5.5 cents to 6.90 even a bushel. Over in the soybean market, they had a slightly positive day yesterday. Now losing a lot of those gains. November beans down 7.5 cents to 12.69 1/2. January beans down by 7 pennies at 12.89 3/4. In the meal market, October soybean meal down 4.20 at 3.63 40 cents, with the December down 2.5 at 3.71 70 cents. And the bean oil for October down 27 cents at 59.58. The December also down 22 cents to 57.21 cents overall. U.S. dollar index today, they continue their trend that they saw yesterday, slightly higher, with the December index up 16 cents to 106.77. The euro down slightly, sitting at 105. Japanese yen in the green, not a lot of movement, though, at 67 cents. And the Australian dollar in the red to 63 cents. The British pound sitting at 120. Overall, interest rates right now, 30-year bonds, they're sitting down just over a point, down 117 to 110.27. 10-year notes are in the red, slightly less than a point, down to 106.24 1/2. Overall, stock market still mostly in the red right now, with the Dow Jones down 379 points, the S&P down by 55, the Nasdaq in the red 234, sitting at 13,073. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you were looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Record keeping for cattle producers provides them with data that can help them make management decisions. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner explains what records give people the ability to make conclusions about their herd. Keeping track of calving dates allows producers to see how their livestock is performing.
Being able to have calving dates recorded allows you to be able to look at a couple of different things. Your calving distribution, looking at the percentage of those calves that are born within each cycle of the calving season. On the other hand, too, being able to look at calving intervals on an annual basis for individual females is really important. So if we've got some females, if they have longer than a 365-day calving interval and they're getting bred later, we can identify those females and we can make some targeted strategic management decisions. If we've got a group of females females that they're calving later than what we would like, or their overall calving interval is later than what we would like, we can make some strategic management decisions there. And having that type of information is really critical for us to be able to do that. And again, that's fundamental regardless if you're a seed stock or commercial producer.
Warner explains an equation that can contribute to producers understanding more about why there might be a low percentage for their calf crop.
You know, a very important unit of performance is calf crop percentage. It's a combination of our conception rate percentage relative to the number of females that are exposed, our calving percentage, and then the percent weaned. So it's a function of those three numbers, our percent conception, our percent calved, and then our percent weaned, and all of those go together, and mathematically they all will contribute to a percent calf crop weaned per cow exposed. And the reason why it's important is because if for whatever reason our calf crop percentage is low, and we want to be able to determine why and make some good management decisions to help understand why, if we break those numbers down, we can identify where our losses are. And so I think that really helps from being able to make some targeted management decisions. That's really critical.
Knowing the pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed is another important equation for break even.
If we know what those total annual cow costs are, you know, our production cost to run that female for a full year, if we know what our pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed is, if we're going to sell those calves weaning, we can use those two numbers to determine what our break-even calf sale price is. And we're accounting for those females that did not produce a live calf for us at weaning. And so that's why we want to look at it on a pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed basis.
That was Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner reviewing why record keeping is important and what formulas producers could use to help them make strategic management decisions. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.